David?
Hi, yeah.
How are you, David?
Very good, thanks.
Look.
Just wanted to also let you know I've got the other Dave and Steve on the line as well.
Oh, g'day, hey, David. Dave. Hi.
Hi, James. How are you going?
I'm going very, very well. All the better for having Cloud9 in the Exeeran final.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, it's a great band. You sound fantastic.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Who's that singing?
That's Lance. He couldn't join us today. We had a quick whip round, and he can't join us, but you'll meet Lance on Thursday night. Yeah.
Excellent.
Great front man.
Well, whoever I'm talking to, guys, I'm confused now with the conference call. Tell me a little about the history of Cloud9.
Okay, so it's Dave here. There was four of us met at work. About 98.
Where do you work?
We were all just, it was Dimension Data back then. Mm-hmm. We're all different places now. It's an IT company in the city.
Yep.
And we were sitting around having lunch one day and just talking about, stuff we'd done. And we realised that we had a band there. We had
Garrett.
A drummer, a guitarist,
is now
bass,
in the conference.
And keyboard.
Well, I think we seem to be on a conference call. Sorry to interrupt, David, but somebody else seems to have come in. Is that right?
Yes, Gareth. Okay. We're IT people, so we've made it more complicated.
I know, you've made it more complicated. You've put it. I don't know that this quite worked for us here, but anyway, go on. You were sitting around, you discovered you could all play, you could be a band.
Yeah, we had a band. So we had a guitar, we had bass, we had a keyboard and singer and a drummer. So we just looked at each other and we went round to a garage a couple of nights later and, it just worked.
Yeah.
So we went from there.
Okay.
And did a couple of things at work and then branched out.
And when you say branched out, what do you mean? What sort of things have you done?
So we from there, we did the usual sort of birthday parties and then we went looking for gigs in pubs around Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And we played quite a few places. It was difficult to find places that had just wanted original music because we only do original stuff. We did a couple of covers.
Yep.
And so we played a few places and got a bit of a following. So that all worked really well.
Oh, so you're almost starting to sound a bit like professionals, and that you could almost be has-beens. Is that correct?
No, I don't think we made any money at all in any of it. If we made a couple of bucks, it went on beer that night.
Well, we didn't do any of it anyway.
You didn't do that, right? None of the rest of the band saw any of it.
Yeah.
Tell me, who's there, Steve?
Yeah, hi.
G'day, Steve. How are you? Tell me, Steve, tell me about the sort of commitment to playing original music. Why do you play your own songs? I mean, part of when I started this, I just assumed that most people that had a bit of a garage band would play covers. And what I've been surprised at is how many people have, a part-time band, but they write their own stuff.
Well, I mean, that's where it's all at. In terms of, expansion and development, I think you can get away playing other people's music for a bit because it's fantastic, but it's really about writing your own stuff and, you can add your own lyrics, as you just heard in the song we played there. It's very much about Sydney and summertime and all the things you think about in summer in Sydney.
Yep. Well, you blokes think about anyway.
I think we've also got quite a few creative people in the band. I mean, there's four people that write music. Dave writes most of it, but the other three, Lance has written about, I don't know, 10 tracks, and Steve and Gareth also.
I'm sorry, has Ringo joined the band as well?
Yeah.
There's a very, very Liverpool sound there.
You don't know how close to the truth that is. Wait till you see me.
Right. So the writing process is like people write the song, come in and teach it to the band, or do you all write together?
We all bring things to the table, I guess.
Yeah, fantastic.
I think the first person writes it, like Dave and Lance often, and then we get into an arrangement.
Or a fight.
Yeah,
or
a fight.
Argument, That's crap, Dave. That's awful. We're not going to do that.
Yeah. We had the brass and that sorts of all out.
The Brass Monkeys put a little riff on the front and the end, bit of a solo, and it makes the song great.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more. People always forget that until you put the horns on, the song is just not even close, really.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
So true.
I thought you'd like the sax.
Yeah, exactly. That always, I was fond of that. I was also, I thought, out of all the horn names, all horn section names, I think you've even come up with a new one. I don't know that I've encountered a brass monkey before. The brass monkey, the horn section, is fantastic.
We were named Brokeback Brass for one of our gigs. We did
Brokeback Brass. Oh, I'm sure there's an interesting story there.
It's all for charity.
Ah, that's good. It's for charity. That's very, very nice. Well, look, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the final. How do you rate your chances of winning?
Highly. Practice the soups and ready.
You've been practicing. You're ready for it. Well,
yeah, look, we'll give it a go. We're looking forward to it. We want to get stuck into it.
No, it'll be great. And I'm looking forward to meeting you all and hearing you live at the Exhumed Grand Final. Thanks so much. Very impressive conference call you've done there. See you, everyone.
Glad we could help out.
Bye.
Cheers, James.